I'm Jim Fleming, and this is the podcast of one segment from To the Best of Our Knowledge, Public Radio's Peabody Award-winning magazine of ideas from PRI, Public Radio International, and Wisconsin Public Radio. National support for To the Best of Our Knowledge comes from Powell's Books, the planet's neighborhood bookstore, on the web at powells.com. Scientists tell us optimistic people are happier, healthier, and even live longer than pessimists. But it's hard to maintain an optimistic frame of mind in the face of daily reports of war, famine, disease, and injustice. This week's podcast of To the Best of Our Knowledge comes from a program that offers evidence that the world is actually better off than you'd think from reading the news. Lessons in Optimism and the Science of Happiness. Here's a new word for you. Pronoia. It's the opposite of paranoia. It's the understanding that the universe is fundamentally friendly, and that the whole world is conspiring to shower you with blessings. The word was coined by John Perry Barlow, the lyricist for the Grateful Dead. But in the hands of poet, musician, raconteur, astrologer, and agitator Rob Bresny, it's a whole philosophy. Bresny writes one of the most erudite and widely syndicated astrology columns in North America. It's called Free Will Astrology. And regular readers know that in addition to the cone-like horoscopes, they'll find life guidance in the form of sacred advertisements, guerrilla oracles, and regular postings from the Beauty and Truth Laboratory. Anne Strangechamps asked Rob Bresny to share one of his daily meditations.
Thousands of things go right for you every single day, beginning the moment you wake up. Through some magic you don't fully understand, you're still breathing and your heart is beating even though you've been unconscious for many hours. The air is still a mix of gases that's just right for your body's needs, as it was before you fell asleep. You can see light of many colors floods into your eyes, registered by nerves that took God or evolution or some process millions of years to perfect. And the interesting gift of these vivid hues is furthermore made possible by an unimaginably immense globe of fire, the sun, that continually detonates nuclear explosions in order to convert its body into light and heat and energy for your personal use. I'd like you to try to remember the circumstances under which you were born, because I can assure you that was a difficult miracle involving many people working very hard on your behalf. No less miraculous is the fact that you've continued to grow ever since then, with millions of old cells dying off and millions of new cells being born all the time. It's just like magic. And you can think, you can feel, you can visualize images of things that don't even exist, and you have this extraordinary power of self-awareness. Do you realize how far-fetched this stupendous ability is? You know that you are you. And even more than that, you know that you know that you know that you are you. It's just like magic.
Rob, if life is such a magical miracle all the time, why don't most of us feel it all the time?
I think we're addicted to certain ideas about the nature of life. We're actually addicted to think, for instance, that cynicism is a sign of intelligence. We're addicted to the idea that stories aren't interesting unless they involve misery, corruption, demise, suffering, and death.
Addicted suggests that we get pleasure from,
yes,
from pain, that we're getting pleasure from hearing about how awful the world is and how full of problems it is and how awful we are and how painful our lives are.
I think there's a kind of sadomasochism involved.
How come, do you think?
Well, I think it's certainly true that life involves many challenges and difficulties, and we also have to deal with the fact that we die. This is my personal belief. I think that in contrast to every other culture in the history of the world, we don't believe in another side of the veil. We don't really, on a gut level, viscerally believe that the soul survives to the death of the body. We don't really think that there are spiritual entities there to help us. We've got this terrible cartoon of it in the fundamentalist religions, which has basically made God look stupid, and the scientific humanists have pretty much banished God from any intelligent discourse. That's a stupid thing to believe in. And I happen to think that this is at the root of how we can possibly have come to the conclusion that life is actually a terrible ordeal and that unhappy things are the normal course.
But wait, why? So if we believed in God or believed in spirits or another reality, we'd have more hope? We'd believe the world is a better place? I mean, why can't you find the world magical and miraculous without believing in God?
I think you can. I think you can be an atheist and be a pronoic perfectly fine. However, the trend right now is that when you make the universe a machine, when you decree that the universe has no inherent purpose and that we're here as a result of a series of accidents, you set up a very difficult challenge to not be depressed by the difficult things that happen. But I think it can be done.
You're tuned to PNN, the Pronoia News Network. Here are today's top stories. The nation's murder rate keeps dropping and is now at its lowest level in 40 years.
You developed this Pronoia News Network to spread a different kind of news. Can you think of examples from it? I mean, what are some of the things that say, you wish would show up in the daily newspaper?
October of last year, the Human Security Report revealed that the world has become dramatically more peaceful since 1991, that the number of wars, coup d'etats, and acts of genocide has declined by 40%, that weapon sales between countries have dropped 33% during that time, and the number of refugees has diminished by 45%. To me, that's should be on the front page of every newspaper. The average human life expectancy is 30 years more than it was a century ago, and it's still climbing. There are vast supplies of frozen natural gas lying beneath the oceans, and they actually harbor more potential energy than all of the world's oil reserves.
It is hard not to think that there must be some conspiracy out there to not report all the good news. I mean, this is not at all what, if you pick up any average newspaper any morning, what you get instead is a list of the bombs that went off overnight and the terrorists making threats and which corporations have just ripped off their investors and which elected officials have lied.
Yeah, and if it were up to me, I'd divide the front page into two sections, and the section on the right would be all the news that you just described, and on the left would be all the news that I just described.
Will you tell me about some of the pronoiac exercises you've designed for other people?
Well, of course, there are hundreds in the book. I actually summarize them all. I propose that we have a new holiday, which would be called maybe the Bliss Blitz or the Bliss Blast, and it would be 24 hours of freedom from paranoia, cynicism, and sneers. The idea is we can overflow with our complaints and criticism the other 364 days of the year, but on this particular day, it's our task to dispense praise and gratitude everywhere we go. One of my favorite ways of expressing my particular take on this idea is to go out to a traffic island and perform the ritual of reverse panhandling. So I wear my Men's Warehouse suit and I have a cardboard sign that says, I love to help, I need to give, please take some money. And I've got a wad of bills that I'm flashing around and I offer it to the passing motorists.
Do you really do this?
I do. I've done it about five times over the last 3 years or so.
Do people take the money?
Well, as you might imagine, the people in the Lexuses and the BMWs are the first ones to stop. And the people in the 1976 Pintos are cautious.
What do people say?
Well, some people say, you're crazy. What are you doing? What's wrong with you? And, of course, some people are very suspicious when people take this money from me and realize I don't want anything back from them. It's often a moment of shock for those people. Hmm. And I really enjoy that.
I wonder if you would end by reading some of your own contribution to the I Have a Dream slam that you began.
Sure. Inspired by Martin Luther King's speech at the Washington Monument in August of 1963, a crucial speech in my life development. Said, I have a dream, and so do you. I have a dream that in the new world, There'll be a new Bill of Rights, and the First Amendment will be your daily wage is directly tied to how much beauty and truth and love you provide. I have a dream that in the new world, you and I will grow up to be rapturists, which are the opposite of terrorists. A rapturist is a tricky saint who steals your pain and drives you insane with joy and pleasure. I have a dream that in the new world, when anchormen report tragedies on their nightly TV shows, they'll break down and cry and let their emotions show. I have a dream that in the new world, Oprah Winfrey will buy up all the Pizza Huts in the world and convert them into a global network of menstrual huts, where for a few days each month, every one of us, men and women alike, can resign from the crazy making 9 to 5. We'll drop out and slow down, break trance, dive down into eternal time, where we can sleep 9 hours every night and practice our lucid dreams, sing love songs from the future, soak in hot herb baths, converse with the little voices in our heads, and eat all the chocolate we want. We'll wear wildflower crowns and magic underwear made out of eagle feathers and spider webs. We'll pray while we're making love, and make love while we pray.
You taste delicious. Animals understand you. Your importance is unusual. The funny faces you make are interesting to look at. Snakes and birds and roses and pines and oceans and earth and sky. No one can overflow as well as you can. You remind me of a star.
Rob Bresny is a poet, musician, astrologer, and more. He's the creator of the ProNoia News Network and the Beauty and Truth Laboratory. His most recent book is called ProNoia is the Antidote to Paranoia. You can read an excerpt on our website, and we'll link you to his astrology column. You'll find us at ttbook.org. You've been listening to a segment from PRI's To the Best of Our Knowledge, Public Radio's Peabody Award-winning Magazine of Ideas. If you would like to hear the program in its entirety, visit ttbook.org or check with your local public radio station. You can also download the entire hour at audible.com/ttbook.